a reading from Luke 15. Now, all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him, and the Pharisees and scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. What woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So it happened quite a few years back. So you're gonna have to forgive me. My memory can be a little bit rusty at times. But I was lost. I was in the dark, and I wasn't sure what I was supposed to do, where this wasn't where I belonged. And all I could think was, she wasn't supposed to let this happen to me. My panic really began as I was rolling on that dirt floor, and eventually found myself falling behind one of those pots in the corner in the deepest shadows of that room. And I can't quite remember if I landed heads or tails. Again, my memory's a bit rusty, but I was really panicking. I was lost. Because there, I just in the dark, and I didn't know what I was supposed to do to get out of there. You ever felt like that? And, you know, unfortunately, I can get lost lots of places. I can get lost in plain sight. People walking all around me, but nobody sees me. Nobody notices me. I can get lost being misplaced, and I'm just not sure when I'm ever gonna be where I'm back supposed to be. Maybe you can relate. But as I was there, in that behind that pot, in the deepest shadows of that room, I noticed there was the room started to get just a little bit lighter. And I could only make out through just a little bit of a crack behind the pot where I was at. But I looked and I saw her. She there with that lamp on the other side of the room by the bed, just bent over, looking. And I wondered, would she find me? And slowly she went to another corner of the room, and same thing, looking. And all across the room, looking. And she came near to the corner that I was at, near those pots. And she bent over close and was there looking, but I was too far in the shadows. She came, she looked, she tried to see, but she couldn't get a glimpse of me. So she went and she moved on. And eventually, the house grew completely dark again as she left. And at that point, you can imagine, my despair was starting to really, really go through the roof. I pretty much gave up that I would ever be found. But after a while, when I had just almost completely given up hope, I heard something someone was back in the room. And so I went, or I couldn't really go, but I looked through that crack again, and I noticed, and she was back. Still lamp in one hand, but now broom in the other. And now bent over, but now sweeping to not only see if she could see something, but to hear something as she stirred up the dust and the dirt there. And so again, she went to the bed and she was sweeping over there, seeing if she could find anything on that dirt floor. And she went over by the cooking supplies and went sweeping over there. And she went to the third corner and was over there, sweeping over there, looking. And then she came to the little corner that I was in behind those pots. And I wondered, was she going to miss me again? But this time, as she bent over and she was sweeping, she knocked me. And dirt and dust flew up all around me. But she must have noticed something. Because then she went knocking again and again. And suddenly, what do I know? But the coin, the light is stuck right there next to me. And the first thing I remember is the smile on her face as she got me and she picked me up rejoicing. And what did she do? But she ran to the nearest neighbor she could find. And she went to them saying, "Rejoice with me." They said, "Why? I found my coin and we're having a party." And they said, "Oh, okay. But there will be a feast and we're going to celebrate and there will be food." And they said, "Well, free food, I guess I'll join." And she went to the next neighbor and same thing. "Rejoice with me." And they said, "Why?" She said, "The coin that I had lost is found." And they said, "Oh, okay." And so she kept on going from neighbor to neighbor, telling them to return for this feast that she was having. And all of them kind of wondering why. But as she went looking, I noticed, "Come on, free food. Guess we'll be there." And so before you know it, there we are, gathered in her house again, me on the table, all the people that she had invited around her, and her just wanting to celebrate with this feast, food everywhere. And something didn't add up to this. Something about this whole rejoicing, this party didn't add up for me. You see, I'm not worth a whole lot. You know, all this food was definitely costing her a lot more than what I was worth. Let me try and put it to you in terms that maybe you can relate to. You know, you don't celebrate, you don't spend $50 celebrating the fact that you found 20. That doesn't make sense. So as I saw all that she had done to prepare this party over finding me, I had to ask, why? Why? But as she began to tell stories to everyone that was there, something started to make some sense. She told of that time where Moses was lost. Lost in his hopelessness of being anything other than just a shepherd in the desert. And she had to light a burning bush and keep it lit until she found him. And she told the story of Jonah and how he was lost in his own sense of right and wrong and what he thought he should do. And how she had to sweep up a storm to get him found. And she told the story of Hagar, abandoned by the only people that were there for to care for her, and how she was without anything in the desert, and how she had to search carefully through that desert until she found her lying underneath that tree. And then there was the story which she was building up to the whole time, the story of her very own son. And he, she would say, he was as lost can be. Crucified, dead, buried. But when they went looking for him, what did they discover? But then that she'd already found him. And at this, suddenly something changed for me. Suddenly it clicked. Maybe she just delights in finding us. Maybe she just delights in seeking and searching and finding just so she can celebrate. And so, that's my word to you all today. That's what I have to offer today. That you may feel lost, but she delights in finding you. She, whether it's for the first time or the 100th time. You know, I believe she just may be sweeping the aisles searching for us right now. You don't believe me? Look, she's already starting to get the food ready for the party. Amen.